Glinda presents this unabridged recording of Little Bones, written by Sam Blake and read by Aoife McMahon. For everyone who has ever wanted to write a book and get published, you can. Just keep writing. This is for you. Part 1. Part 1. Coming apart at the seams. In clothing, where two pieces of material come apart and the garment can no longer be worn, often caused by a weakness or break in the thread. 1. The door to the back bedroom hung open. Pausing at the top of the narrow wooden stairs, Garda Cathy Connolly could just see inside. Could see what looked like the entire contents of the wardrobe flung over the polished floorboards, underwear scattered across the room like litter. The sun, winter week, played through a window opposite the door, its light falling on something cream, illuminating it bright against the dark denim and jewel colours of the tumbled clothes on the floor. Cathy's stomach turned again, and she closed her eyes, willing the sickness to pass. There was a riot of smells up here, beeswax, ghostly layers of stale perfume, something musty. She put her gloved hand to her mouth, and the smell of the latex, like nails on a blackboard, set her teeth on edge. Until 36 hours ago, Cathy had been persuading herself that her incredibly heightened sense of smell and queasiness were the start of a bug. Some bug. But right now, her problems were something she didn't have the headspace to deal with. She had a job to do. Later, when she was on her own in the gym, when it was just her and a punch bag, that was when she'd be able to think. And boy, did she have a lot to think about. Pulling her hand away from her mouth, Cathy impatiently pushed a dark corkscrew curl that had escaped from her ponytail back behind her ear. Too thick to dry quickly, her hair was still damp from her early morning training session in the pool, but that was the least of her worries. She folded her arms tightly across her chest and breathed deeply, slowly fighting her nausea. Inside her head, images of the bedroom whirled, slightly out of focus, blurred at the edges.